Welcome to another T3 podcast where we're going to be talking about all things tech talent in San Diego. My name is Kevin Carroll. I'm the executive director of Tech San Diego, which is, of course, located in technology's perfect climate, San Diego. We have a beautiful day today. As usual, we have our very capable co-host. I don't know why I said very capable. Aaron Chizdak from Marsh. Aaron, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, we're in the height of our renewal season over here at Marsh McLennan Agency. And, we're gearing up for our annual enthralling compliance review with all of our clients. So kind of business as usual. And I agree with you. I'm highly capable. So that was okay.
Well, I'm glad that you believe you're highly capable as well. For those of you listening outside the region, we're kind of spoiled about the weather, and we actually had a couple of cloudy days, and now it is back to beautiful, not a cloud in the sky, typical San Diego weather. So for those of you who are in other tech clusters in the United States and the weather's not so good, the weather's always beautiful in San Diego, and we welcome you here to select the region of your career destination. So I've really been looking forward to this meeting, this particular one, for a while. Dexcom is our guest. We have Matt Hill from Dexcom. Matt, welcome to T3.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
And, you know, Dexcom is really one of my, I love all the companies, but I can truly say that Dexcom is one of my favorite companies. They're an anchor, San Diego. I call them a technology company. Matt may call themselves a medical device or something else, but they've been very active in helping us on Data Science Day. Dexcom has also been active in helping us with our Jacobs of Talent Initiative, where we highlight companies and bring their execs on campus to talk about why their region is such a great career destination. So Dexcom is a great community partner and a member of Tech San Diego. Matt, how are things at Dexcom?
Things at Dexcom are always fast-paced and always focused on growth. Right now it's for us also, it's the budget season. So we're getting ready for another great year of hiring, both in San Diego and around the world.
So between Aaron talking about compliance and you talking about budget, yuck.
It's that time of year.
So for those of you, I know exactly what Dexcom does, but for our listeners who do not know exactly what Dexcom is, can you give us kind of the elevator pitch on what you guys do?
Absolutely. Dexcom is a medical technology company that empowers people to take control of diabetes through a technology that we developed called continuous glucose monitoring. So basically, someone who's living with diabetes wears a small wearable device with a sensor that basically communicates the glucose value of the body to their phone or to their watch every 5 minutes. And so someone living with diabetes can manage their diabetes. They can tell when they're going high, when they're going low, and really spend more of their time in that really solid range of glucose values.
And Matt, when I introduced you, I neglected to introduce what you do at Dexcom.
I'm the head of talent acquisition at Dexcom. So basically everything to do with recruiting, whether it's the actual recruiting team, the systems, the tools, the technology that we use to do that. And it's a very interesting job at Dexcom.
I imagine it is. You know, Matt, we were talking the other day and you really threw out a number that was amazing to me. And I couldn't believe there's not many companies that can give that kind of a number. But you were telling me over the, I think you've been at Dexcom, what, 5 or 6 years?
5.5 years.
You gave me a number. How many people have you been responsible for recruiting? Not personally, but overseeing the team that does that. Give me that number again.
Yeah, I think the most recent time I looked, since I've joined, my team has hired over 7,000 people.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was a huge number. And there's very few San Diego companies that can give a number like that. We had a marketing roundtable last night. And one of the things we talked about was purpose-driven brands. Right. And 10% of the American population has diabetes. And I think most of them have the type 2, which is what your product supports. So considering, I mean, I'm going to say like that, your company's saving lives, right? How do you use that when you're talking about talent acquisition, or do you leverage that?
Yeah, sure. And just a quick point of clarification. Dexcom got its start in serving the population of people living with type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is 95% of the overall, kind of diabetes patient numbers. And we're also actively working on helping people living with type 2 to manage their diabetes. And so it's an important area for us that we talk about on earnings calls and everything. But back to your question.
I was wondering if the purpose in Dexcom, which is, you know, saving lives, helping people live better, more fulfilled lives with diabetes. Does that come in a talent acquisition process? Do your recruiters talk about that? Is it a message? Because, you know, if you're talking about purpose-driven brands, you know, what I told the marketing roundtable is that has implications of talent acquisition. Now, I may be true. That may not be true, or you may be able to validate that.
It factors in almost every single one of our discussions with candidates. I still actively recruit, especially at the leadership level. And every single person I talk to talks about the mission of the company, how we help people, how we help people manage diabetes. And really that's what I would say is the main value proposition, especially these days, right? People want to be in a company that's actively, you know, either helping society or helping people individually. It's a very easy thing for us to convey as a value proposition for the company. Basically come to Dexcom, you know, work on amazing technology that also helps to improve people's lives. And by the way, we're growing at a huge amount every year if you want to come and grow your career. That's kind of the basic three pillars of the value proposition right there.
Well, that's a very easy, you know, it's interesting that you have that broken down and just that those three pillars. I see a lot of companies that aren't able to do that. So kudos on being able to communicate that in a very, very, very short kind of a compressed messaging there. It would seem to give you an advantage in the region. And one of the things I tell a lot of companies is, you know, you have to develop that messaging and it has to be crisp and it has to be authentic. And, you know, one of the reasons we talk about people staying in San Diego is that, you know, you're not going to be the 400th, you know, engineer at pick your big, you know, Silicon Valley company, LinkedIn. You're going to be part of a smaller team. Dexcom is a little bigger, but, you know, a lot of the market is small, mid-sized companies. You're going to be a part of a smaller team that's really going to make a difference. So I'm glad you're messaging that. So you talked a little bit about why Dexcom. Tell us what kind of workforce you have and what you're looking for and what seems to be, you know, your most open job requisitions and maybe even the most challenging ones.
One of the things I love the most about Dexcom is the amazing variety of people that we hire. Of course, we are a manufacturing company. We build our devices in both San Diego as well as Mesa, Arizona. And we're starting up a new factory in Penang, Malaysia as well. So, of course, everything around manufacturing and operations is really important. And, of course, we've got a high volume of people that we need to hire to staff up our product lines as well. So that's important, really based in San Diego and Mesa, which is in the Phoenix area of Arizona. And then the next biggest group would be R&D. We are a technology company, as you said. We have, you know, literally over 100 roles open across software engineering, hardware engineering, you know, sensor technology, advanced materials, you name it. I mean, data science, as you mentioned before, you know, having a wearable product means that we have to have expertise in everything from software and data to firmware and mechanical engineering. And of course, you know, everything that goes along with that. So besides that, we've got every other function you could think of. We're really building our brand marketing group. We're always hiring salespeople across the entire country and globally as well. And then, you know, all the other functions that you can think of, IT, finance, all the functions that you need to really support a growing public technology company. There's over 400, I think, open in the US today.
Matt, what's probably the hardest position you find to fill? What is the one that keeps you up at night?
Recruiter? No, that's kind of a joke, but not really. What keeps me up at night? I think, you know, it's not a specific position. I think it's making sure that we can really feed the engine of the company, right? We need to make sure that we can continue to innovate and we can make sure that we need to continue to support our customers in the best way possible. So those two things kind of guide me in making sure that, you know, that we're doing everything we can. But in terms of the most difficult, I would say, you know, some of our extremely niche technology roles, in certain areas like Kafka, other big data technologies. And then from an effort perspective, we're also putting a lot of effort into making sure that our leadership hiring is as diverse as possible. You know, we want to make sure that our employee population, our leadership population maps, you know, the customers that we work with today.
Great. I mean, it sounds like you're really focused on innovation, and a lot of the companies that Kevin and I talk to really foster this culture of new ideas, right? A lot of the new workforce, the millennials and the kids getting out of college, they come in with these fresh ideas. So how does Dexcom kind of cultivate that culture of innovation and allowing people to kind of come in and break things and put it back together. Would you say that that's a good representation of how things kind of are structured over there?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that, you know, in usually in medical device and you know, those kinds of environments, you don't want to break things too much, right? More, maybe more evolve them. but, you know, we are bringing in people from outside of medical device. Obviously there's a lot of great people with medical device experience, but we also want to bring in lateral thinking, right? People from maybe the consumer products industries, other fast moving industries where brand is very important. And also even look at our technology roles. We know we can't just look at medical device software engineers. We have to look at software engineers from across the board and make sure that, you know, they see the value that they can actually create working in a medical technology company like ours, as opposed to a standard software product company.
So Matt, there's a lot of companies hiring, as you know, right? This is your life. This is what you're living every day. There's a lot of companies hiring today, right? And so, you know, one of the things that I ask during just about Aaron and I ask it during every podcast is why Dexcom? I mean, if I'm trying to decide, let's say I have three offers in front of me, and let's say they're all relatively the same in terms of compensation, why should Dexcom be the employer of choice?
Because even though we seem fairly large from a San Diego perspective, we have so much growth ahead of us. So if you want to come and really build something, if you want to be a part of that growth, and again, almost everyone in the world has someone in their family who's living with diabetes. And so if you want to be able to get up in the morning every day and know that you're helping, you know, literally millions of people around the world, that's what we're looking for. I mean, it's not a walk in the park. You know, we will do everything we can to serve our customers and the people who use our products. And so, you know, we will push ourselves hard. And so, you know, you need to also know how to roll up your sleeves and get some great work done.
So let me ask one of the questions every candidate is asking you these days. What about remote work? Can I work from home, Matt, if I start a desk? I guess that's my imitation of an engineer. I don't know why a deeper voice is an imitation of an engineer, but I'm sure they're all asking that questions. How are you answering that?
It's important. And really, we're going through, you know, a process of reimagining the workplace, thinking about when collaboration in person makes sense, when remote collaboration also makes sense. And we also know that, you know, a lot of folks have a choice in where they work. And so we also know that in certain areas, we do have to be more flexible to remote work. But we're trying to be thoughtful about it, right? We want to enable remote work. We don't want to have there be kind of two sets of people who are remote and people who are in the office. And so I'd say that right now, obviously, we're being flexible. We're looking at when and how it makes sense to return to the office in some cases. But we're also being very, very thoughtful about how we do that, and not to do it just to do it, but to do it in a way that actually enhances collaboration. It's not an easy problem, but we're trying our best.
Yeah, I feel like these days, that's probably one of those questions that comes up with every candidate you're talking to, right? I think there's a population of people that have really enjoyed the work from home environment, regardless of how we all got here, right? But I feel like there's still that core group of people that really crave that collaboration in office, that can, you know, work through problems together in an office setting. So I'm excited to see, especially San Diego, return to the office, because Sereno Valley and UTC have been pretty desolate these days.
That's for sure.
Well, that brings up a kind of a fun question for me. And I know, Kevin, we normally get to this at the end, but your offices are in Sereno Valley. What are like your favorite lunch spots around that area? If we're coming back to the office, where are we getting food?
Ooh, man, that's a good question. You know, there's lots of good, you know, banh mi and other restaurants just down Mira Mesa. You know, in terms of best places for lunch, man.
I feel like there's solid Indian food in Sereno Valley.
There's amazing Indian food in Mira Mesa. There's great, you know, there's great kind of Indian snacks and treats and those kinds of things. If you like pani puri, it's a great snack. I can't recall, you know, my favorite restaurant where I live in North County is a little sushi restaurant called Kaito in Encinitas. And so, you know, for those of you who like sushi, we've definitely got a great representation down here.
Matt, you're not one of those guys that are eating at your desk when the office is open, are you?
No, I try to get out and get some fresh air every day around lunch. You know, we've in our new offices in Sorrento Valley at the Towers, we've actually got a great set of restaurants right down below us. And so they're currently building out, getting refurbished. But once that happens, we're going to have lots of choices.
They miss everyone. I know that.
What
for
are
sure.
some of the, you know, every company likes to boast about some of the fun things that they do and the culture and anything. Are there things that you're especially proud of making Dexcom? And I'm going to go ahead and use that word. Are there things that make Dexcom a fun place to work?
Absolutely. It's funny you ask that because our biggest event of the year usually is Halloween. So when we were all together, basically the entire, you know, the entire campus of Dexcom, everywhere and really everywhere around the world, people really take it seriously. Our executives all go 100% dressed up, and we have contests. We used to bring in the kids to trick or treat around the whole office, which was amazing. And so we're trying to bring that experience online this year. I'm sure we'll be back in person running around with crazy costumes next year, but it's huge. We have contests, and it's basically bragging rights. Departments will basically dress up their entire area as a theme, you know, whether it was, 1990s Portland or Jurassic Park or things like that. And so, it's a little bit different in the virtual age, but we know that once we're able to get back to offices, that will be one of those things that people will want to come back to experience.
So I got to ask, Matt, what's your costume?
Turns out I'm pressure prompted, and I usually wait until the week before. So I will be working on it this weekend, and maybe on the next podcast I'll be able to do
it. Well, you make your Spirit Halloween trip the week before. The only thing that's going to be available is what, Aaron?
Those horrible spandex polyester costumes are the only ones left that no one looks good in. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. You're better off just putting some ears on and calling yourself a cat or something. No. I was telling
you'll end
Kevin
up, you'll end up as a scary clown, right?
yeah. I mean, I feel like this year, TikTok stars are going to take the forefront of Halloween. And I personally am searching for either the berries and cream outfit or, I don't know if you guys have seen, I don't know if you're into TikTok, but I don't know if you've seen the guy that dresses up like the Grinch and then will go into Target and dance. It's hilarious. So I'm either going to go full Grinch dancing mode or berries and cream. So I think if you need some assistance, I've got a lot of TikTok stars for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to my son after this and do a little TikTok survey to make sure that I'm not missing anything.
Yeah, well, we need to get Dexcom a TikTok.
On a we're jumping back between some serious things and not so serious, but you know, can you talk to us a little bit about once someone takes that job at, and I'm sorry for the bifurcation, but it struck me that we really didn't go down this road. Once someone takes a job at Dexcom, you talked about the culture of a small business culture, even though it's a, you know, it's a bigger company. How does that relate to, you know, someone's career trajectory in Dexcom? What type of continuing education? What are they exposed to different departments? You know, are they going to be sitting at the same desk for 20 years? Talk to us a little bit about what you might expect once you take that, you know, that first great job at Dexcom.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've really tried to build out our overall career framework so that people understand, you know, the different ways they can move, not only up, but laterally, diagonally, et cetera. And so, you know, of course, continuing education, internal training is extremely big for us. Of course, we have different offerings for different groups, you know, whether you're in manufacturing, whether you're in IT security, obviously those offerings will be different. And then we also have a lot of management offerings, you know, both for new managers as well as established managers, making sure that we do the best that we can, because obviously the quality of management is extremely important to people and their engagement and retaining them.
And on the topic of attracting and retaining talent, what does the Dexcom benefits package look like?
Yeah, the overall benefits package, we have a strong overall cash program with base salary bonus that basically extends throughout all of our workforce. There's also a very strong employee stock purchase program that's done really well for people. Certain levels come with equity in the company. And then, of course, you know, the overall benefits packages, there's the standard choices between, you know, kind of the employer plan, the EPO, and the, you know, other health plans. But yeah, great overall. We're also focusing a lot on wellness these days, right? Lots of, you know, fun step challenges and other ways for us to kind of drive connection between the employees while they're also helping to keep them healthy and fit.
Sounds like a really fun place to work. I'm kind of jealous.
Hey, so we've got lots of jobs open.
We're running we're starting to run towards the end. One of the things that this will be heavily promoted is to the university talent. And do you have anything, Matt, to say to that audience? What should they be looking at? What type of, you know, what type of behaviors do you look for in new talent? You know, what kind of advice and guidance if someone's, you know, finishing their master's or their bachelor's and they see a Dexcom job that might be for them, any advice or guidance to that audience?
I'll start on the campus recruiting program. So so last year, we actually made the decision to keep our intern program going. And so we had about 70 people, even though we had to make that decision at the height of the pandemic. We're really happy we did. We had an amazing intern class. We had a lot of them extend and also get converted to full-time roles. And so in October, I'm looking at the calendar, but we will be opening up our next round of summer intern roles for 2022. And so keep your eyes locked to careers.dexcom.com. Make sure that you're looking for the intern roles. And also when you go to our site, it's kind of different because all you need to do is upload your resume or CV and we'll automatically match you based on strength of match to all of our open roles. And so so really kind of a cool and interesting application experience and pretty fun to try out as well. In terms of new graduate hiring, of course, we're also, you know, we also have a large number of, you know, more entry level technical and professional roles that, you know, we're really looking to fill, you know, with recent graduates as well. So, you know, I'd say look for the intern roles and also look for kind of the, you know, the engineer and early professional roles that we have posted as well.
And Matt, big thank you to you and your team for partnering with Tech San Diego with the Jacobs Talent Initiative. We brought a lot of your executives on campus and talk about the type of companies that are in San Diego. And our ultimate goal for that is retain more talent here in San Diego. So thank you to you and your team for participation. You certainly have a really good presence on campus, and your campus recruiting team does a really good job. Aaron, we've talked about who Dexcom is. We've talked about why it's a great place to work. We've got their favorite place for lunch. We've got their culture. What have we missed, Aaron, in all these discussions? Or Matt, what haven't we talked about?
I think we've covered a lot. I think, you know, San Diego is just a wonderful place. I've been here now for about 20 years. And, you know, so I can almost call myself a native. I've you know, brought my my family up here. And so, yeah, I'd say that if you're not in San Diego, you should give us a look. You know, definitely one of the best cities out there.
Yeah, can't go wrong with working in San Diego and living in San Diego. That's for sure. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're living anywhere else, we welcome you with open arms.
All right. So let's go ahead and close this episode of T3. By the way, Aaron, do you know what T3 stands for?
I have no idea. Talking
Tech
Talent.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Is
Talking
that right?
Tech Talent.
Yeah,
right?
See? Talking Tech Talent. See, I told you I was highly capable.
So Matt, there you go. Matt, thank you very much. I know you're a busy guy, so taking time out of your schedule to brief us on what's going on at the latest at Dexcom and why it's such a place to, why it's such a good place to work. Certainly one of my favorite companies in San Diego. So thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
It was a pleasure to speak with you both. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including but not limited to cybersecurity, big data, robotics, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. T3, Talking Tech Talent, is hosted by Kevin Carroll, Executive Director of Tech San Diego, and Aaron Chizdak, Client Benefits Specialist for Marsh & McLennan Agency. Tech San Diego would like to thank Dexcom's Matt Hill for taking the time to join us today. Dexcom is a member of Tech San Diego and an active participant in the data science community, participating in our annual Data Science Day on campus at UCSD. To learn more about Dexcom's careers, visit dexcom.com/careers. Producers for Tech San Diego are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. T3 is sponsored by Marsh & McLennan Agency West and is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact.